Bringing it back to Rosie on the House in the Garden with John Jay. We had Gloria post a question just before the break. Why don't you repeat that question, but just eliminate all the...
Yeah, it was kind of a tough cell phone connection. What? She must have been on her way to the mountains.
Yeah, maybe so.
The question really revolved around ash trees and how should they be best watered. She's had issues trying to water them enough, and she's not alone with that. You know, it's almost to the point where I hate to even recommend folks plant ash trees any longer, unless you're like Romy and you've got a big grassy irrigated lawn or something to put them in. It is just so hard to water them enough, especially this time of year. But that being said, her question is, would it be better to put them on their own valve and system? And absolutely yes. It would be much preferable. If you're going to go to all that time and trouble of reworking your irrigation system, then put trees, especially if you have higher water use trees, on their own valve. Then you can put the right amount of emitters. You can run it the right amount of time without wasting water to other plants that don't need that much water. And you can give them all they need to have them be healthier. So absolutely, especially trees like ash that have such a hard time in the real dry heat being watered enough, put them on their own valve if at all possible.
Gloria in Mesa with Bird of Paradise. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program. Do we have Gloria? All right. Well, hang tight, darling. We'll try you again later. Let's go to Greg and Tempe. Good morning, sir. All right. Well, let's do this. Greg called about pavers around the tree well. I'm not sure exactly what the question is, but he might be asking, is that a heat problem?
It could be. If the tree was planted that way and there was pavers already around it, it might not be too big of an issue. If you're retrofitting and putting in pavers around an existing tree, then you know, try and stay back as far as you can, and still make it a reasonable size patio and not have this huge gaping hole. Now, the one thing I will say about pavers as opposed to other products that you might use for a patio.
Slab, they are, concrete.
Yeah. They are permeable. In fact, you could use the more permeable
Absolutely.
Pavers around that so that when you hose the patio off, when it rained, when you had instances of moisture, you could get water through those. It would also allow it to breathe somewhat. And folks have to remember, when you water a tree in that well that's created by the pavers that are around it, water doesn't just go straight down and that's as far as it goes. Once it starts soaking and seeping into the ground, water moves horizontally, laterally through the soil as well. So once it gets down underneath the pavers, it's going to then go out and cover some of that root system. The problem with pavers or any surface around a tree is if you don't water deep enough and keep those roots deep, you always run the risk of having the roots bumping up and jacking up and cracking and causing pavers to pop up out of the ground. You can alleviate that most of the time by making sure that you water long and deep and slow, which you should anyway.
Now, here's what I'm envisioning. I don't know if this is what Greg had in mind, but stick with me, Greg. You've got the pavers, but before you do that, do a retaining wall about knee-high so you could sit underneath that shade tree around it. Now, what can we put in that void? Because obviously you don't want to put dirt too far up the tree branch. Can you go knee-high, backfill it with dirt, then put the tree in there?
Well, if you're planting the tree after you're building this, then of course you could raise the tree up to the level that you would like it to be planted at inside this, what you've created as a planter. If you're doing this after the tree's already there, then you just have to have, you know, a lower area down below that you really don't see anyway unless you get up to that wall and sit on that wall and look down. Just put some bark or some mulch in there and call it good, and that's fine.
Lights.
Yeah, well, lights, besides baby. Lights. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, gotta get those lights.
Yeah. Up light on a big,
and a speaker.
Beautiful tree. And there you go. And speaker.
And great place to hide a speaker in there.
And yeah.
Lantana ground cover that just kind of drapes over the side.
Well, it'd have to be able to climb, you know, again, it depends on if you're planting the tree after the fact or before as to where your soil level might be.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. They tell me to try Gloria again, so we'll see if everything's working. Gloria?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
This may be a phenomenon, but I think I see it every summer. I have this gorgeous Mexican bird of paradise, and it blooms wonderfully, and then I water it, and it's like the remaining blossoms that haven't opened don't ever open again. I mean, they don't ever open.
Hmm.
Do you know why that would be?
No, I can't say for sure. The you have lots of buds on there, and when you water it, then those buds never open?
Right. So the lower part of the blossom is blooming like crazy, and, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of moves up the blossom as they open, and they move up the blossom. And so when I water it...
Well, you know the answer to that, don't you?
No.
Don't water it.
I heard on Jay's show, he said, don't water anything and all my plants died.
Thank you. It would be dead now. Well, and I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't water it. They
do need a little, you know, they are very, very, very low water using.
Right.
And they can go long stretches between waterings. When you water it, how long do you let the water run?
I water it for about 30 minutes at a very low force because, yeah.
And how frequently do you do that?
Oh, gosh, maybe every 3 weeks, if that.
Okay, well, 30 minutes every 3 weeks, if it's like a little dripper or a little trickle, you might as well not water it. Anyway, that's really not probably helping the plant